WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A crazy night and day of weather across much of the country. ABC meteorologist Greg Dutra outlined some of it.
In Nebraska, blizzard conditions leaving roads covered in slick black ice. Cars and tractor trailers spinning out, ending up on the side of the road. Dry and windy conditions leading to wildfires. 38 fires broke out in Arkansas. In Texas, a wildfire burning through Sam Houston National Forest, prompting evacuations.
Hundreds of thousands of people are without power this morning. It'll take an act of Congress for it to actually happen, but President Trump is planning to sign an executive order today, shutting down the U.S. Department of Education. In Colorado, teachers are off the job today, protesting cuts and state support there. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says Israeli airstrikes overnight have killed at least 85 people. The renewed fighting sparked this week. Israel says it's the fault of Hamas for not going along with their plans to extend phase one of the ceasefire. This is ABC News. To great fanfare, President Trump this week ordered the release of documents related to the John F. Kennedy assassination. Some of those papers, though, reveal more about those who investigated it than the assassination itself. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
Most of the information released about the assassination of President Kennedy wasn't new. What is new is some of the previously redacted personal information of former congressional staffers who investigated JFK's assassination. Names, birth dates, birthplaces, and social security numbers. Some of those people still alive and now face the possibility of identity theft and fraud. Among them, 80-year-old former Trump campaign lawyer Joseph DeGeneva, who told The Washington Post, quote, "It's absolutely outrageous. It's sloppy, unprofessional." Dave Packer, ABC News.
In Indonesia, hundreds of people have signed up for free tattoo removal services that have been offered by a religious charity during Ramadan. Last year, 3,000 people took advantage of it, got their tats taken off. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Judge Brad Schimmel surrounds himself with extremists. He's supported by national and state anti-abortion organizations because he opposes abortion rights. But don't take my word for it. Hear it from Schimmel himself. When asked about abortion, he said,
"We have to shut this down. We have to shut this down."
When asked about Wisconsin's abortion ban, which doesn't include exceptions for rape, incest, or help of the mother,
"The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law? What is flawed about that law?"
Brad Schimmel takes the side of extremists and would place politicians in charge of decisions that individuals should be making. By taking the side of extremists, he's not listening to Wisconsin residents. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel, keep extremist politics out of our court decisions. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's one of Pete's picks. A couple weeks ago, I talked about the film The Gorge on Apple TV, and I referred to it as not a great movie, but a great streaming movie that you can watch at home. The same applies for the film Elevation. It's yet another post-apocalyptic film where giant insect-type creatures emerge from the middle of the earth and wipe out 95% of the population, leaving only those who live in the mountains above 8,000 feet due to the fact that the creatures cannot survive at that altitude. The film is well cast, well acted, and has some pretty harrowing moments as star Anthony Mackie has to descend below 8,000 feet in search of inhalers for his son who has asthma. Not a bad watch, and I do recommend. For those of you eagerly awaiting season 4 of Ted Lasso, if your favorite character was Lasso's son Henry, you'll be disappointed to know that the show will recast the role played by Gus Turner, who played the role for 3 seasons. On the bright side, if you're an actor and can pull off playing a 12-year-old, this could be your big breakthrough. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers beat the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-4 win over the Chicago White Sox. Spring training wrapping up this weekend. Opening day a week from today when the crew opens the season in the Bronx against the New York Yankees. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers against Montana today in Denver. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette is in Cleveland where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Chuck is smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. You know, there's a lot of different things around it. Being able to normalize that feeling and understand that we've been here before, it still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be a little breezy right away this morning, but the wind will die down fairly quickly. It'll be mostly sunny today with a high of 37. Tonight, clear, becoming breezy after midnight, 27 the low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, but warmer with a high tomorrow in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV host and comedian Mike Toomey, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then magician Lou Lepore joins me in studio for some Houdini talk. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's a beautiful morning.
We got a new act. It's phenomenal. It's sensational. It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
What a ass.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning to you.
Happy Thursday.
Another beautiful day.
Yes. It's springtime, John. Spring begins today. Okay.
Well, I tried
to damp down your enthusiasm.
Here we are. You know, sunrise took place at 7 o'clock and no one noticed.
Just moments ago.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of cloudy this morning and temperatures at 30 degrees. We expect a high near 40. And this is show number 349, if you're keeping track at home. So tomorrow, 350. That's a big one. Yeah. And tomorrow...
Flip the numbers on your wall.
We will have Rocker in the studio tomorrow, and also we'll check in with Pam Yonke. A little bit later on in this hour, we'll talk to Ben Wickler from Wisconsin, in the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
got some questions for Ben.
You know, since we're redoing the studio over here, I think we ought to start making tallies on the wall of the number of shows that we've done, sort of like in a jail cell, the number of days we served, the amount of time that we've served here.
On the wall?
Yeah.
Really?
Like in chalk or with a rock or something.
We're not in prison. it's not like we're doing time here, so, I mean, come on. Yeah, they're redoing the main studio in our headquarters on State Street there, so we're broadcasting from my house this morning. It was either my house or your house, John.
And, it's the biggest desk I've ever seen.
New studio.
Yes, we're going to have the biggest desk ever.
It's huge. We could have a crowd of like 20 people in there.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. Mentioned that the Fed kept rates steady, right?
Yeah, they didn't change anything.
Well, get this. Trump is demanding that the Federal Reserve do the right thing and cut interest rates. After Powell decided not to do anything, just to hold him steady.
He doesn't have any say in this.
He's not supposed to have any say.
No.
Who knows what's going to happen here? Trump is doing anything and everything he wants. So we'll see. The president believes that they will help ease that transition to tariffs from the tax system that we normally have in this country for the last 200 or so years. And he thinks this is one way to keep things steady. He criticized Powell and the Federal Reserve in a post on Truth Social yesterday. The Fed would be much better off cutting rates as U.S. tariffs start to transition and ease their way into an economy. Do the right thing. April 2nd is Liberation Day in America.
Is it really? Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, he's not supposed to comment on the
No, he's not supposed to be doing this kind of stuff.
Just like he's not supposed to be commenting about judges and wanting to get them impeached and everything.
That's right.
He can't help himself.
They can't answer any of these questions. They're really panicking. They're changing the entire system, how we fund government in this country, in less than 100 days. So what could go wrong, right?
Right.
So Maria Bartiromo is again interviewing Secretary or Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent.
Oh boy.
On these tariffs. And she can never quite get a clear answer from him. So let's listen. This is cut 174, just an amazing interaction between the two. Let's find out how it all ends up.
Okay.
They have substantial tariffs. And as important as the tariff are some of these non-tariff barriers, where they have domestic content production, where they do testing, on our, whether it's our food or products, that bear no resemblance to safety or anything that we do to their products.
See, these are the things that people are really worried about, because they first thought it was just about trade. Then they thought it was just about fentanyl. Then after that, we talked about, well, maybe it's currency manipulation, and maybe it's now you're talking about food testing. And when bring up the issue of clarity, that's what I'm talking about, and that's what I'm hearing from corporate America, that we're not sure where this is going. But, of course, we will get resolution on April 2nd, rather.
Yes. It's quite unclear at this point what standard they are looking at as far as the tariffs are concerned, who gets tariffed and who doesn't.
Right.
What are the standards, my friend? What is it?
God. I don't know. By the way, John, we're getting a couple of texts here.
Yeah.
One text is from my neighbors two doors down here. They're saying, they'll come over. What do we need? Do you want anything? You need any coffee or a donut or anything? Front door is open, guys. Just come upstairs. We'll see if they show up.
They're your neighbors, right?
They're not next door. They're next door to the next door. Right. Two doors down.
You know, I walked down the street the other day and I looked.
Yeah.
They're the ones with the beads.
Yes. The artsy stuff
artsy
out front.
Beads out. Okay,
Well, she's an artist and she's really good, actually. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, just come on over. Why not?
By the way, could you get everybody to park correctly on your street? Okay. Because it really makes me mad. Yeah, they park a car right in the middle between the driveways.
Yes.
There's two spaces there, but they park right in the middle and they take two spaces.
It's a real problem. Believe me.
It makes me very angry. I'm going to get out the spray can and I'm going to take care of this situation
No. You should start driving a tow truck, John. Then you can just move them up the road just a little bit. Then you can park right behind them.
I'm lucky I've got my little garage, so I always have a place to park. But
yeah, you've got that garage.
Yeah. There was a raccoon in there the other day.
What? Really?
Walking around on my car, apparently, because there were prints all over the windshield.
Quite the wildlife around here.
I have
no
idea how it got in, but I left the door open so it could get out. Yeah. It's okay now, though. Thanks for your concern.
Well, we are very concerned and be gentle. Okay, you're not against wildlife, are you?
No, not at all. Okay. That's fine.
I see you've got a couple pelts up on the wall.
Sorry, I'm still getting over the cold here.
Well, I'm still struggling with mine
I know. It's going all over the station now. Everybody's sick.
It's
Sam's fault. He's the one that brought it in.
You can't prove that it was me. You can't prove that it was me, though.
Well, we can blame you anyway.
You know, Catherine, our boss, said that she's been sick for like 2 months. So how do you know that it was me?
Okay.
Maybe
it was Catherine, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, let's blame her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What do we got next, John?
Yeah.
What do we got next? I was going to get to this very disappointing judgment, Wisconsin Appeals Court. I don't know. What did I just say?
Wisconsin appeals a court.
There you go.
Exactly.
A Wisconsin appeals court has ruled that disabled people are not allowed to receive absentee ballots by email.
Wait a minute.
Violating their right to independence and privacy while voting, a privilege currently available only to the military and overseas voters. So if overseas voters and the military have this opportunity to get their absentee ballots via email, why are they not including disabled people who can't leave their homes, who would still like
stuck.
To vote, right?
Yes. What's the problem with this?
There is a problem. Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu hailed the ruling. Of course he would. He's a Republican. He says allowing courts to decide who can vote from home using the internet would weaken election integrity and hurt voters' faith in our elections. I am so damn tired of this excuse. What? They keep making it more difficult, putting more roadblocks in so people can't vote, and they call it election integrity, and it's going to hurt the voters. No, it isn't. It's going to help the voters. No matter what you tell us, you're wrong. You're just lying. I mean, is there some reason why disabled people cannot have this opportunity to get their ballots via an email? It's just ridiculous. There are already groups that can do that.
Right.
Just include them.
Exactly. That's the way to do it.
Is there one person you could ask on the street or any place that disabled people couldn't get their absentee ballot in an email because the military and overseas voters are able to do that? And would they say, would they react by saying, well, that'll hurt voters, or that will affect election integrity? This whole thing about election integrity is really bothersome to me. It's all they use. It's this answer for everything, and it doesn't make any sense at all because it just keeps chipping away at election integrity as they question more and more ways to vote to get their absentee ballots in. It just makes you wonder if there's any election integrity at all.
Exactly.
Right?
Phone lines are open at the moment, 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-8255. Or you can get a hold of us on the free Civic Media app. Text us or call us.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well. And coming up shortly, we'll talk to Ben Wickler from Wisconsin Democratic Party. Getting some more texts in here. Right. Oh, Doug's checking in here. We were worried about Doug. He was stuck in Mexico. Here he says, last night I crash landed in a farmer's field outside of Memphis. So he was on the plane. The plane was on fire. Avoided the police, and now I'm hitching a ride with an elderly deadhead and a 66 Rambler Ambassador. Oh, those were great cars.
Oh, yeah.
Have not received the money from your listeners. Please send Doug. Well, Doug, if we knew how to help you, we would, but...
That is such a typical car.
It's so sad.
Such a bad car.
I think the 66 Rambler Ambassador, that was the one where the front seat could go down all the way and you had like a big mattress in the car.
Yeah, you could go to the outdoor theater.
Right, go to the drive-in.
Sit back and relax.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or
whatever.
Do whatever.
Whatever,
yeah.
Right?
Mm,
yeah. Yes. All right. Let's take a look at one viewpoint of America at this point. It's Simon Marks. He's a commentator, and he kind of summed up what he views as the new America that we have. This is cut 175. This is emblematic of how Western democracies now look at America.
The most shameful efforts to derail the judiciary. And not just coming from the Department of Justice lawyers in the courtroom itself, but even coming from President Trump's border czar, Tom Homan.
I don't care what the judges think. I don't care what the left thinks. We're coming.
I don't care what the judges think. I mean, you know, essentially the poster child slogan now for this administration. They are implementing Project 2025 to the letter,
yeah.
Which is why a growing number of observers here think that the correct prism through which to view this government is not to think of this as a Republican administration. This is a far-right revolutionary government that is moving with tremendous rapidity to alter America and make it unrecognizable to those of us who have lived here for a long while and to all those of us who have observed and watched America over the last many years. If they continue to try and bulldoze the courts and simply ignore court orders, and there are now multiple court orders that they're ignoring on a variety of different issues, but this issue on Saturday was particularly egregious. At that point, America's constitutional order has died.
Yep, that's it. Kind of sums it up right there.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically
from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes. And we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about. And truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7. Little Pulaski the TV Detective theme right there.
What is this?
Pulaski the TV Detective.
It was
on BBC TV for a while. It was great stuff.
I don't recall.
It was an
that.
American who played a detective on TV. He was a drunk. And it was an interesting show. It was a fun show, actually. Very, very comedic.
Okay. All right. Anyway, I think we're back on time here.
Are we on time?
Somehow we time traveled. For a moment there.
We're not in a regular studio at this point. We're at your place.
Yeah.
Drinking some beer, sitting back, watching the game.
Yeah. And now it's time to check the weather with Brittany Merlot, our WMDX meteorologist. We had a little bit of snow last night, but it wasn't too bad. But we've got some slippery conditions this morning, icy roads.
Black ice conditions, you know, at the stop signs and the lights and everything. It just kind of melts and then freezes right away, and it's pretty slippery out there.
It's death by driveway.
Yeah, that's right. Death by driveway, as Brittany Merlot would say.
Oh, goodness, it sure is. I mean, temperature is below freezing right now in those upper 20s, so anything that looks shiny and wet is going to be ice at this point, so... Yep. Ooh, be careful. Take your time. Go slow. Watch your step. We will climb above freezing, but it's going to take a minute. By this afternoon, we will hit highs in the upper 30s. So we're not getting too warm today, that's for sure. And it's still breezy. Winds are still gusting at 30 miles per hour. It will start to ease this afternoon, so it'll start to feel a little bit better. And it'll look better, too. The sun will be bright and beautiful by later today. So cooler, sunny, and the winds will ease this afternoon. But we do have another storm on the way for Sunday. I just want to give you guys a heads up. As I'm sitting here with 7 inches, I got 7 inches of snow yesterday.
7 inches of snow in Wausau?
Wow.
Yes.
You're kidding.
Okay.
No, it's a winter wonderland. I got woken up by the plows at 4 a.m. It's been fun.
Snowmobilers speeding by.
I haven't heard them yet. I don't think they swung the gates open, so they're probably in the fields at this point.
Yeah.
So another storm on Sunday. What's that going to be like?
So it looks like a lot of rain for Madison area, but the thing is, Saturday night, I think it's going to mix with some snow. So Sunday morning will be slippery, and then it's going to change back over to rain. And then it wants to flip back to snow Sunday night and into Monday morning. And accumulations could add up rather quickly. It's going to be that wet, slushy kind of snow as, of course, those temperatures fall below freezing. So I think Saturday night and Sunday night, we're going to see some accumulations rolling through.
Okay.
All right. We're both suffering from a cold here. So.
Sorry about that.
I'm so sorry. I hope you guys feel better. That's the worst.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Are you going to head out into the snow with the snowmobile?
Yeah.
How do they open the gates? Who does all that?
I don't know. I guess probably the snowmobile clubs or somebody like that. But
all right.
I'm definitely getting out there. I wish I was outside right now.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
A winter wonderland up there. That's fantastic.
Yes. All right, Brittany. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And we'll check in with you again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Have a good one.
All right. You too.
That's WMDX meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Okay.
A couple of quick hits here. This is surprising stuff. Out of Minnesota, there's a state senator up there that's having some problems. Senator Justin Eichhorn. He's the guy who co-authored a bill designating Trump derangement syndrome is a mental illness. So, you know, if you are being accused of Trump derangement syndrome, they actually made it a medical condition that they could probably arrest you on. I would assume.
Really?
That's why they did that. And then this kind of blew my mind a lot. I haven't seen too much of this story, but Trump just removed the federal ban on contractors from having segregated restaurants, waiting rooms, and drinking fountains.
What?
How many drinking fountains are out there yet? I don't know. This is a result of Trump's executive order to combat DEI. As and I've always said, the DEI is a racist policy, and I don't know why no one's calling it that, but it is. And if you want to go back to the time when you could segregate restaurants, waiting rooms, and drinking fountains, wherever the hell they're located, we're going back to that time. Trump has made it so.
Okay. Hey, we've got a call here from Joe. She's on the line this morning. Joe, go ahead with your comment or question.
I was going to talk about geopolitics and, you know, movements in Europe and all, but you guys sound so low with your cold. I just felt so bad for you that I thought I'd go a different direction. And I don't know if you guys have touched on this or not, but have you looked at the Pornhub ban from Canada? Have you checked that out at all?
No, I didn't know they banned it.
Really?
Yeah, well, apparently there's a petition that's taken root from the Canadian side that's asking the Canadian government in this trade war business, it's urging the government to enact legislation that would restrict Pornhub services from being accessed within the United States to send a strong message.
That is a strong message. Yes.
Yes. If some one person, as the headline says, Canadians hit below the belt. We've heard them. This would stiffen their resolve. This sort of thing. We're all collateral damage in this trade war. And they admitted that it's a kind of a fanciful thing. Although apparently Americans are the largest purveyors users of Pornhub in the world. And it's just an interesting thing in terms of people thinking, okay, so you want to start this trade war. Where does this end up, people? Come on now. Where does this end up? So I offer this as just a little spark of something fun in an increasingly bleak landscape.
Yes.
Yeah, we need that. We do need that. Thank you, Joe.
All right.
That's great stuff. Yeah.
Take care.
I know that, you know, way back when my wife was writing for Harlequin Romance.
Yeah.
We would get the mailers from Harlequin, and they had a research calendar and booklet that they used to send out and do surveys, and they came out with the fact that the Bible Belt is the largest consumer of porn in the country.
Isn't that something?
It is. Well, not surprising.
No,
right?
Not really.
And I know what it is banned, I think, in Texas, right?
I wouldn't know.
One of the states, I think.
I think that's correct, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by David J. Frank, your one-stop landscaping resource, celebrating 65 years doing lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. David J. Frank, largest landscape contractor in Wisconsin. Check out all of their great information at davidjfrank.com. That's davidjfrank.com. After we check in with the Midwest Farm Report, we will be welcoming in Wisconsin Democratic Chair Ben Wickler. On John and Gordy in the Morning, right here on WMDX.
We'll be right back to the action right after this message.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Tonight, UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin, as well as dairy industry leaders, taking a closer look at what the Dairy Innovation Hub has done not only for Wisconsin dairy, but dairy beyond our borders. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. Tonight, they'll gather together with other industry leaders in Baraboo to focus in on the Dairy Innovation Hub and how it's helped Wisconsin's $52.8 billion dairy industry. One of those that will be there involved in the conversation is the Dairy Innovation Hub's faculty director, Matt Ruark.
I think we've had a lot of successes. You know, I think a lot of it is sort of building that research capacity, and every research area has sort of a different timeline before things get out and impact people in the real world. But we've had a lot of things, especially around technology, that we've invested in. That includes online trainings, apps, software programs that help, like, you know, the gamification of agriculture during training of and farm training that have been put out in the past years to have that sort of, if we want to highlight something that's had an immediate impact.
Matt Ruark, he is the faculty advisor for the Dairy Innovation Hub. Now, that Dairy Innovation Hub is funded by the state of Wisconsin at a rate of $7.8 million annually. It leverages research and development across UW-Madison, UW-Platteville, and UW-River Falls. The event is free and open to the general public tonight at the Baraboo Arts Center in Baraboo from 6 until 8 p.m. We've got registration details up at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Wisconsin's still lagging behind Minnesota when it comes to signing up people to become rainfall reporters this year. National Weather Service encouraging you to get involved. Go to WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org and find details. That's a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be a little breezy right away this morning, but the wind will die down fairly quickly. It'll be mostly sunny today with a high of 37. Tonight, clear, becoming breezy after midnight, 27 the low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, but warmer with a high tomorrow in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyOafLounge.com.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. The chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, joins us to talk about the April 1st election and more. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, bum.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Legal Clinic. Remember Ed's motto, no matter how big your problem is, we'll take it. No matter how weak your case is, we'll take it. And no matter how large your bankroll is, we'll take it.
He's very busy now, you know, with the Trump administration.
Got a lot of business to take care of.
WMDX 92.7, Johnny Gordy in the morning. And I want to take care of a few minor things.
All right.
Things that I mentioned, and I want to clarify them just a little bit. Thanks to the help of our texters.
Yes, we'll get to that in just a moment, John. But first, we want to mention that this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Don't forget, they have their sale going on right now, the mismatch sale. Every single mattress and every single box spring, you get an extra 10% off during the mismatch sale. Go to them on the Madison's east side or west side, or just go to verlo.com for more information. That's Verlo Mattress of Madison. Okay, so
And you know, with the adjustable bed frames.
Yes. You are just hung up on the adjustable bed frames. I know they're fantastic.
They are.
You're telling us.
But
you've got an adjustable bed frame.
I do, but you don't need a box spring.
Ah.
In the horror, I think, of moving, you know, from one apartment to the next, or one room to the next, is the damn box spring. So you don't need it. You just need the adjustable bed.
Okay.
All right.
Box springs are kind of going out of style.
They are. Yeah, I didn't think they. Yeah, most of these beds now have kind of a platform situation.
Platform bed. Yeah.
With the slats in it.
Yeah, that's what I've got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, got to take care of a few minor problems here.
Hang on. Jeez, I can't get your attention at all without yelling at you.
Oh, sorry.
We've got Ben Wickler here joining us now.
Oh, we do.
Oh,
all right.
Are you driving right now, Ben?
I'm not driving. I'm the passenger.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Well, where are you, Ben?
I am in Madison, Wisconsin. It's right by Edgewood College here. It is very snowy outside. I'm on my way to Milwaukee. I'm, you know, part of this sprint in the final 12 days of the biggest election in the country in the first two-thirds of the year 2025. So this is go time.
Yeah. Well,
coming down to the wire here.
It really is. And, you know, the big Supreme Court race and everything. And you were on MSNBC just recently in regards to that. One of the hosts surprised me with the question, almost downplaying the fact that there was this debate about how important billionaires are to the campaign. And I thought that was probably one of the more important situations that we have to kind of focus on. And they acted like, are you spending too much time talking about the billionaire influence in this Supreme Court race? I was really shocked. I'm glad you answered it correctly and said it was very important that we focus on that. Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the idea that you should, you know, the richest person in the world can march in and buy a Supreme Court seat on the state's highest court. It's outrageous. It's preposterous. Yeah. And, you know, we need to overturn Citizens United and get money out of politics in general. But we've never seen in American history someone spend $13.2 million to buy a judicial election. That's what Elon Musk has done so far. And that number could go up. And this is while he's destroying Social Security and Medicaid and cutting cancer research and, you know, like one thing after another, the Veterans Administration. He doesn't want any accountability, and that is not how our system is supposed to work in the United States of America.
That's right. So to point out exactly what Musk is doing and the fact that he wants to continue that through the Supreme Court race here in Wisconsin is probably one of the most important issues of our time.
I completely agree. And the thing that people should know is that Brad Schimmel thinks this is great. We have a recording of him saying that he had to buy a pair of knee pads at Menards so he could crawl around on his knees and say please, 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 and beg giant donors for money. I mean, what are we talking about here? How is that how you become the person with the deciding vote on the Wisconsin Supreme Court? Like the idea that somebody who's just ready to roll over for whatever the MAGA extreme right wing oligarchs want from a Supreme Court, no matter what your politics are, the justices should be deciding things based on the law and the Constitution and not based on, you know, one side or the other. And I feel a real sense of urgency about making sure Brad Schimmel doesn't get that Supreme Court seat.
And Schimmel has just out outright said that George Soros is donating a lot of money. Like, that's going to be his answer while he is in the pocket of a billionaire. And I think, you know, he's going to be doing what the billionaire wants him to do at this point. Everybody knows that.
That's exactly right. And he's saying on the stump that he's going to be a support network for Trump. Trump keeps losing in courts, and he needs a support network. The only way we stop this is in the courts. And Elon Musk is, you know, paying people to go door to door with flyers saying Brad Schimmel will advance Trump's agenda. And it's not like it's right out in the open. There's lots of people supporting both sides, but there's only one person who's explicitly running a game saying, you know, put your vote in here, and you'll get this outcome for this kind of decision. And I would much rather be in a world where, you know, there aren't big donors on either side that are funding these Supreme Court races. That would be great. As soon as Republicans are ready to do some campaign finance reform, just, you know, give the Democrats a call because they'll all vote for it. But we're in the world that Republicans built, and they're taking advantage of it by having the world's richest people try to buy and sell judges for their own partisan ends instead of serving the public.
Well, the saddest part is if Schimmel does win, it looks like money is going to control our government from here on in. I mean, this is the billionaire administration.
So. It is, but the people have the final say here. Susan Crawford is unbought, unbossed. She is a judge in the truest sense of the word. And yeah. I think the energy is bigger on her side, honestly. Like, when I look around the state, there's so many people who do not like what they're seeing with these, you know, I was just at a town hall and a guy talked about how his nephew had just been fired from the Social Security Administration after 20 years, and the crowd was just furious about it. And that is the guy doing that is the guy trying to put Brad Schimmel into the Supreme Court. Susan Crawford, you'll never hear something like that. And I do think, you know, when you knock on doors and talk to people, people are ready for something different. They were 2 months into this administration. They already don't like the idea that this is how our state is going to be run. And I think there's a real opportunity for Susan Crawford to win that Supreme Court seat and then just, you know, rule based on the law and fairness and democracy instead of ruling based on what the billionaire's billionaire wants the court to do this day or the other.
Of course, you did mention holding town halls. You were at a town hall, and Mark Pocan has appeared at a few town halls in Republican areas. I'm just wondering, how do you feel about maybe the former candidates who lost their elections, but maybe should go out into those town hall meetings again in those districts and start promoting themselves at this point? Because it's really, you know, the ideal moment to do this, isn't it?
I think the more town halls, the better. I think the big thing is people need to be heard. People have a deep sense of crisis. You know, the more you read the news, the more you follow what's happening. You know, one day mm-hmm. it's universities being massively smashed and you know, the next day they're attacking Medicaid and Medicare and firing the people that process your taxes and investigate tax cheats and billionaires are trying to evade taxes. People want to have a say in this moment. Republicans don't want them to because they don't want word to get out. And I think anyone who has a platform should go out, get people together, and make sure people can share what's on their mind.
Right. Talking with Ben Wickler here, Wisconsin Democratic chairman. So, Ben, as you get down to this last period here, the last 10 days, what's the primary message you're trying to get out about this campaign between Schimmel and Crawford?
Well, I think there's kind of three big pieces of it. One is on these issues that are so personal to so many families, like you know, whether the state should ban abortion. Brad Schimmel was a enthusiastic supporter of ending Roe versus Wade, of supporting this abortion ban passed in the year 1849 in Wisconsin, of supporting that law coming into effect. And he's been supported by the people who want to ban abortion and IVF and contraception in his campaign. Susan Crawford, there was a case called Planned Parenthood versus Brad Schimmel. Brad Schimmel said it was an honor to be named in that case, and the lawyer for Planned Parenthood was Susan Crawford in that case. So these kind of questions of whether the government should be involved in your personal life and making decisions for you, that's one piece of this. The second piece is this question around Elon Musk and the attempt by the richest, you know, $250 billionaire guy in the world trying to take over our court system and buy it for one party. That's the second piece. And then the third piece is about character. Schimmel has this record of just, you know, constantly using public office to advance partisan power, advance the agenda of extremists. And there was even a case where he gave a plea deal to someone in a child pornography case because his lawyer gave a campaign, or after his lawyer gave a campaign contribution to Brad Kimmel's re-election campaign. Susan Crawford is the kind of public servant that you just want in the government. She was a prosecutor. Mm-hmm. She led environmental enforcement to keep our water clean. Has served as a judge in an exemplary way. And so the question just to the character of who it is that you want in this office, I don't want someone who's crawling around on knee pads asking donors for money. I want someone who's reading the law and actually thinking through what it is that our Constitution says you're supposed to do. And that's Susan Crawford in this race.
I think it says a lot that, of course, Kimmel is a judge in Waukesha County, and all the Republicans seek out judges in Waukesha County to get their court cases done their way. And that should give you a pretty good idea of what Kimmel is all about.
That's right. What we should have is a system of equal justice under the law, where every person is judged by the same set of laws. And, it doesn't matter if you're the wealthiest right-wing campaign contributor or, someone trying to fight for union recognition or, a nurse who's been cheated on her wages and she's trying to make sure that she's treated fairly. Like, no matter who you are, you should have equal rights in the state of Wisconsin. And that's what I want from a Supreme Court justice. And my concern is that's not what we get if we elect Brett Kimmel.
All right, I got a big question here, and maybe this is a big help for the Democratic Party. Why not campaign year-round, just like Trump does, have the rallies, go around, dispute what the Republicans are doing, Trump's agenda. And of course, a lot of things are going wrong with that agenda, so this would be the time for us to get out there and campaign. Tim Walz is just starting to do that. How do you feel about that?
I think I'm completely in favor of it, and in fact, here in Wisconsin, our Democratic Party, our organizing strategy is year-round organizing. So we keep on organizing, gathering groups of folks, training volunteers, having folks go out and knock on doors, have events on a year-round basis. We're one of the only states in the country where Democrats do that. And that's part of why, last year it was a really close election, but we had the highest turnout in the country in 2024 in Wisconsin. We were one of the only states where Democratic turnout went up. That's how Tammy Baldwin won, even though there was a huge surge in Republican turnout, too. And I think you'll see the impact of that on April 1st, but we're not going to stop. We'll be knocking on doors this summer and this fall in the state of Wisconsin. I think town halls, communicating everywhere, making the case, because I think people want to see someone fighting for their rights and for their freedoms and for things that they believe in and for a country that works for working people, not just for the far-right billionaires running the government. And I do think the Democrats need to show up and be seen and heard if we want to show that that's what we're all about.
Well, we know that Pete Buttigieg would appear on Fox News and other right-wing outlets, maybe even on Jubilee, doing a debate there as well. I think a lot of Democrats should probably try to do that, and I think we should document it. Send out the invitation, say that you're volunteering to be on their air, and if they turn you down, expose that as well. I think it's fair play. Censorship.
100%. Be everywhere, go everywhere, communicate everywhere. Democrats believe in things that the vast majority of people believe in.
Yes.
We believe that everyone should have a fair shake in life, that the economy should work for working folks, not just for people with a ton of wealth. We think that when you get up in the morning, you shouldn't have to worry about whether your kids are going to be able to come home safe from school. Like, this is stuff that most people agree with. And right now, a lot of people get their news about Democrats from Republicans.
Yes.
So if Democrats want people to understand what we're all about, we got to go out there and make the case ourselves.
Absolutely. Ben, thanks for joining us this morning. It's great to talk to you finally.
Yeah, safe travels on your way over to Milwaukee. We appreciate you being with us this morning, Ben.
Thanks.
All right. Need any help, just
thanks
let
so
us
much.
Know.
Grateful.
All right.
Okay. That's Ben Wickler, Wisconsin Democratic chair, as he makes his way over to the Milwaukee area.
As you know, I wanted to talk to Ben Wickler for about 2 months now, and I wanted to change the Democratic Party.
You want to offer some ideas.
Yeah, so I just got him in, so we'll see what happens.
Okay.
I don't know.
Good enough. Yes, I'm sure he appreciated all of your suggestions.
We're just spitballing it right now.
got to workshop some of these things.
Yeah, workshop it.
Why not? Okay. We come, what?
Do we have time to get...
We're a little short on time, but what do you got?
Okay, I was like just going to straighten out the fact that I was talking about the Minnesota senator. Mm-hmm. He actually was caught soliciting a minor, and he was the guy, he's Justin Eichhorn, and he's the guy who came up with Trump derangement syndrome.
He
wants to lock people up for that.
We will be back with leftovers, tidbits, odds, and ends on John and Gordy on WMDX. Stay with us.
a new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's our biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside, and it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in now for additional savings on every mattress and box spring. Plus, get huge savings on adjustable bases. And the more you buy, the more you save on accessory bundles. It's our biggest sale of the year. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's 7:51 in the morning. Cloudy skies today. Highs right around 40 degrees. John and Gordy in the morning, broadcasting from my house. I think I have a visit. There's a visitor here. Come on in here, Mary Lou.
Hello.
My neighbor, Mary Lou. Come on in here. Well, when the grandkids come over, I have to have locks on the doors here. But hi, Mary Lou.
So y'all saved me a trip down to the station, so I just got back.
That's beautiful. Well,
come on in. Get a little closer to the microphone.
Mardi Gras cake, so y'all can have some of that.
Mardi Gras cake.
Oh, yeah, some king cake.
You go to New Orleans.
King cakes?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent, Mary Lou.
King cakes, so. And then these are a couple of the, I always bring Gordy over some of the gambits that are, some of the, AKA Isthmus.
You're right. Some of the local magazines from New Orleans.
Oh, great. I went to New Orleans on vacation one time. So, and it was beautiful.
Good.
It was great.
You were good.
Well, thank you, Mary.
Well, you're welcome.
Well, thanks.
And I brought
thank you
some forks and enjoy. It's the common one. It's not the one that's all filled with stuff.
Oh.
Except a little cream.
Okay.
I don't know about king cakes. I can't wait to try it.
Well, there's a baby hidden in there, so one of y'all might.
Oh, that's right.
Tooth, so you got to be careful.
You got to be careful, right? Okay.
What do you mean a baby is in?
Well, they bake a little tiny baby figurine.
Well, they do
inside the.
So when you.
Yeah, when you have
get
it.
The baby, usually, well, at Tulane, we used to have to bring the next cake.
Yeah.
So when you find the baby in your cake.
And that
so
means
in your piece, John.
So, what does it mean?
Yeah, you have to bring the king cake.
That's what I'm saying.
Time.
Okay. All right.
Mary Lou.
I'm thinking if you give a king
get
cake
a little
to
closer
somebody,
to the mic here,
right,
Mary Lou.
If you bring a king cake to somebody and you decide that you don't like them that much, you don't tell them there is a baby inside the king cake, right? Is that?
Well, I had so many of these babies in the king in a little ball at home hanging in a window.
Yeah.
And that when we have people over to watch our house or something.
Yeah.
What the hell is those babies in there?
Okay. Oh, there's babies in there.
All these little babies in a jar, you know.
I saw the beads outside of your house. And I'm
Well, you should see all the art hanging around. I sell in New Orleans, so I don't really do a lot here.
But okay.
I have a couple things coming up.
All right, Mary Lou.
Thank you
for stopping in.
Yeah. I'm so glad I got into the den of.
You know, we're on the air right now.
Den of iniquity.
No, it's all good. Thank you, Mary Lou.
You're welcome.
Say hi to Larry.
Sorry to ruin your
No, you know, are you kidding? You bring food and you bring magazines to us
and king
now
cakes.
I got to see the upstairs.
Okay, careful, careful on those stairs. They're a little tricky.
Yeah. Oh, they are. Why do you wax them? I don't know.
It's just because I don't know what I'm doing.
I've got this cut that had just been bothering me. We played it on the show a couple of days ago, and this is The Border Czar, Tom Homan.
This guy's nuts.
And there's a part in this that just drives me crazy to this day. Let's just play this cut here. This is Tom Homan.
Okay.
We made a promise to the American people. The President Trump has made a promise to the American people. We're going to make this country safe again. I wake up every morning loving my job because I work for the greatest president in the history of my life. And we're going to make this country safe again.
No.
We're not stopping.
I work for the greatest.
I don't care what the judges think.
I cannot handle.
What he said there? He doesn't care what the judges say.
Yeah, he doesn't care what the judges. I don't even care about that. He just loves working for this president. You know, there is something wrong, I think, with anyone who admires and greatly appreciates and brings up in the commentary that he's giving that he loves his president like he just did. There's something wrong.
Yeah, it's a cult.
You can't. No one does that. No one says that. No one has ever said that about Biden or Obama or anybody. No one has said that.
Well, and the problem is, do they realize now he's lying about everything? I mean, he lied all the way through campaign about what he was going to do. It was all about inflation.
All he does is lie. He doesn't tell the truth.
You know, and what he was going to do when he became president. It's all a bunch of crap.
It just doesn't make sense to me anymore.
Yeah, I know.
God,
frustrating.
How do these? Okay, you know they can't seem to function unless they say, "God, I'm so happy that I'm working for the greatest president ever elected to this country." What is wrong with these people? Do they not have egos of their own? Do they not have loving families that they could at least focus their attention on? Instead, they have to go to the damn president and love the hell out of him like this. It's just wrong.
There is something wrong. And again, back to the judges thing. I mean, they've lost almost every single case that has been brought before it.
Yes.
And there's been more than 100 now.
Right.
I mean, and they've lost everyone. But they don't care what the judges say.
Yeah.
They're just going to keep barreling through
exactly.
And cutting people from agencies and closing the doors to other agencies like the Department of Education. On it goes. And it's not getting any better.
It's not getting any better. And when we have people like that say ridiculous things like that in their commentary, something is definitely wrong. And, you know, and again, you know, Trump is trying to get the Fed to lower interest rates to help them with their crazy plan of tariffs financing this country and allowing tax cuts for the wealthy. And again, you know, Schumer emphasizes the other day, and this is the only thing he's right on, is the fact that all of this is being done because they want to give tax cuts to the wealthy. That's the only reason. In this state, they're doing the exact same thing. They have a $4 billion surplus. They don't want to touch it. They say, well, if you spend money, you're just expanding government. That's not true. They just want more money sitting in there to give tax cuts to the wealthy. This is how they think they're going to keep getting elected by the wealthy people in this state.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just ridiculous.
I want to go back to the text line here. We got a couple of corrections here. One, we were talking about that story about Pornhub in Texas.
Yes.
We got a texter here says neither porn nor Pornhub is banned in Texas. Texas did pass a bill requiring age verification. So Pornhub is not banned. They just have age verification.
Well, the end here is that Pornhub banned Texas.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's what really happened.
Okay. So
they decided, no, we're out of here. We're not gonna approve the age of these individuals. We're out.
I'm glad we got that all straightened
all right.
out. Okay. On the show tomorrow, Rocker will join us with a Maxine preview of local music in Madison, and also Pam Yonke. Stephanie Miller's coming up next. That's it for John and Gordy for today.
Yep.
Hope you have a good one. Happy spring. Talk to you in 22 hours.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, sports with Paul Noonan, weather with Brittany Merlot, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 11.
This is Chad Spain. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to ChadsDesignBuild.com to learn more.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sources tell ABC that President Trump will sign an executive order this afternoon telling the Department of Education it needs to shut down. Doing so would actually require an act of Congress, but the order would begin the process. The Trump administration also saying that it's said to be planning a swath of land where military would be granted new authority to hold migrants who have crossed the border from Mexico.
Sources tell us that the Trump administration is considering dramatically expanding the role of the U.S. military along the southern border. The plan, sources say, includes creating a buffer zone along the border that would allow military personnel to temporarily hold migrants who cross into the U.S. illegally until federal law enforcement arrives.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. Israeli strikes have killed at least 85 people overnight, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. The Israeli military restoring a blockade on northern Gaza, leaving only one passage south in the territory. This is ABC News.